It's here and now. The Florida theater that saw that deadly shooting Monday reportedly had stickers posted banning weapons. Theater staff say that same day they'd undergone a training drill with the Aurora theater shooting in mind. And a couple has now come forward to say that Curtis Reeves, the retired police captain who allegedly shot and killed a texting father, berated them for texting just a week earlier at the same theater. Reeves claimed self-defense under Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground law, saying he feared for his life. The judge denied him bail. Jessica Vanderveld of the Tampa Bay Times joins us. And Jessica, give us a quick review of this case. Officials say Chad Olson was texting his child's caregiver when Reeves told him to stop.
Yes, and apparently they got into a verbal argument. At some point, Reeves left the theater, talked to management, re-entered the theater, and the verbal argument continued. Authorities say that Olson threw popcorn at Reeves, and then Reeves shot Olson.
Yeah. He was charged with second-degree murder, but he did try the Stand Your Ground defense. What did he say?
Well, we haven't actually heard that from him, but his attorney is claiming self-defense. And under Stand Your Ground, you can defend yourself in public. Before, where that was mainly contained to your home and you had a duty to retreat in public, you don't have to do that under Stand Your Ground any longer.
This, of course, reminds us of the George Zimmerman case. He said he was defending himself when he shot Trayvon Martin. Now, the Stand Your Ground law wasn't technically used in his defense in the case, but it put this Florida law in the spotlight. So what are people, you know, what's the conversation in Florida right now around the new case?
Well, we've heard a lot about the Stand Your Ground law. It's been here in Florida since 2005, and a similar law is actually in many states. A big case in Tampa involved a man who was shot at a basketball court by his neighbor. It's pretty common around here, so people are familiar with the law.
But we remember George Zimmerman wasn't even arrested initially after he shot Trayvon Martin. Many blacks felt it was because Trayvon Martin was black. Here you have a white former cop shooting a white father and Navy veteran. And he's immediately arrested. We're wondering if some blacks in the area are saying, well, wait a second, somebody got arrested immediately for killing a white person, but not for killing a black person.
We actually haven't heard anything about that. I mean, Zimmerman was big on a national scale, but like I mentioned before, probably in Tampa, our biggest case was the Trevor Dooley one. And he was a black man who actually shot a white man, and his arrest didn't come right away either. You have to understand that there's no ability for deputies to arrest someone unless they have proof that a crime occurred. And so when the shooter is claiming self-defense and the victim is dead and you can't get a statement from him, it might take a little while to interview witnesses and figure out if a crime occurred.
You remind us that the Stand Your Ground law has been used by blacks as well as whites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is interesting, though, is, as you pointed out, that he was very quickly arrested. We've had other cases where they wait for the state attorney's office to weigh in and maybe file charges directly. Charges can take days, sometimes weeks to come. So, yes, this one did come a little faster than some others.
What are people saying about guns in movie theaters? Under Florida law, you can carry a concealed weapon in a public place. But the movie theater, as we said, they ban weapons and have a sign. So, first of all, does the theater have any way of screening people? And which law trumps?
Yeah, well, right now, the theater hasn't been screening, and they say this is the first time anything like this has happened. Of course, it's quite traumatic for a first time. And we've heard on both sides a lot of people wringing their hands and saying, why would you need to arm yourself at a pleasant afternoon outing? And people saying, well, it's our right, and the law, if you have a concealed weapon permit, you are allowed to carry. They say the law trumps a private business's rule.
Well, now we have this other couple coming forward saying, you know, very powerful things like that could have been us. They also got into a verbal altercation with Curtis Reeves. The mother was texting. She had children with her. She said she needed to text. And they recognize him as the same person. What questions are being raised about this retired police officer carrying a gun? Maybe there should have been alarms going off about him.
Well, right now, it seems like we are taking the woman's word for it. She says that she recognized him. It hasn't been 100% confirmed that it was indeed him. Mm-hmm. But it does raise questions about whether this was a pattern or if this was a first-time upset.
So what happens next?
Well, the state attorney's office needs to file formal charges, and then he'll go in front of a different judge for a formal bail hearing that could last several hours. His attorney says that he plans to bring evidence that Reeves deserves bail, so that'll be decided. And then he'll wind his way through the court. Could be a long haul.
What kind of factors will be taken into consideration? This is a 71-year-old.
Well, the Stand Your Ground law is intentionally vague. All that a defense attorney has to prove is that it was reasonable for him to respond with deadly force. So what could fall under that? It could be his age, it could be his physical abilities, his strength, his stature. You know, if he paints a picture of a frail, ill 71-year-old man being attacked by a strong, young, larger man, and, you know, that's an attempt that you could try in court. We've seen it not work so well in the past, so it's not a clinched case. And photos don't make it appear that Reeves was particularly frail or anything, but those are definitely things that the defense could try to use.
How important will other people who are in the theater be? Because we know that there were witnesses, there were people came forward to restrain him. How important is that when you're trying to go for the stand your ground defense?
Extremely important. I mean, that was one of the things that was lacking in the Zimmerman case. And we saw it play a very important role here in that 2010 case I mentioned earlier with a man who was shot at a basketball court. He claimed that he was being choked by the man he ended up shooting. But witness statements disputed that. So you can make claims of self-defense. You can say that you were being attacked. But what did witnesses say? There were about 25 people in the theater at that time. And granted, it was probably dark at the time. But I'm sure their statements are being fully investigated by deputies and will definitely come up in the court case.
The police are already saying they don't believe popcorn is a threat to someone's life.
Yes. Well, police at this point, they have to say stand your ground doesn't count here, because if it did, if he was defending himself, they wouldn't have probable cause that a crime occurred. So they've charged him with second degree murder. They need to stick with, you know, their mm-hmm. belief that a crime did occur. I believe the defense would be negligent not to bring it up. It's a law in the books. It's something you can try. And already in a statement to deputies, Reeves has said that he felt that an unknown object was coming at him. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out in court.
Quick question, Jessica. Mm-hmm. Are people talking about texting in theaters?
Yeah, pretty much everyone agrees that you shouldn't be texting in a movie theater and that is bothersome. But no one thinks that it should have resulted in something as awful as this, as tragic as this. I don't think anybody has villainized Olson for texting. And indeed, he was texting the caregiver of his young daughter. So I think a lot of people can sympathize with that. And it was during the preview. So, you know, I don't think anyone loves texting, but this was severe.
Jessica Vanderveld, staff writer for the Tampa Bay Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
More than severe. It was deadly. You're listening to Here and Now.